this is where Texas politics gets interesting. Here again are two guys named Jason, some great guests, and cold Texas beer for another smart conversation on Y'allitics, the unofficial political podcast of Texas.
Hey guys, welcome back to Y'allitics.
You do it every time. Not you.
We're at a great place. This is Oak Highlands Brewery.
It's in Dallas.
Northeast Dallas, on the edge of Garland, and we are with...
Yeah, and don't let 635 scare you off. You can still get here.
635. Exactly.
Forever under construction, but I see progress there. That's great. You can get here. It's no problem.
How many memes will there be about TxDOT and 35 and 635 and working on yourself and stuff like that?
Well, if you're listening in Houston, 610, 45, 59, 69, I guess now it is. Just take your pick. Austin, yeah, same thing.
Terrible.
35, I just got done with that not long ago. It was not fun.
We are with one of my favorite people anywhere.
We're in rare air.
Rare air. And it took months to book this. We tried to do this months ago.
Because she's so busy.
We couldn't even get
her. She was on the Amalfi Coast and then doing some other things.
Before we started, she's talking about being on the Amalfi Coast.
Yeah.
This one time I was on the Amalfi Coast, the private jet.
I lost my sunglasses.
It's the prettiest place in the world.
We are with Rebecca Lopez, WFAA's senior crime and justice reporter in DFW. Arlo, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you.
It's fun being with you guys.
Yeah. We've had you before on with us, but it's been forever.
It has been a while.
We need to talk to your agent about, getting you on more often.
You can get with my people anytime. I'm sure they can fit y'all in.
What are you sipping there?
What are we drinking here, Rebecca?
This is a combination of lemonade and beer. And it's actually really
interesting.
Tasty. It's
lemonade and beer.
And they do the combination.
I do the combination.
Yeah. And Wheeler, yours says Jack Daniels. So what do you have?
This is their specialty here, which is known as the Freaky Deaky.
That's a popular beer. It's a strong beer, too.
It is. It's a 10% alcohol by volume. Don't put your glasses on. Yeah. I can read it from here. And also...
10% alcohol by volume.
It is. Yeah. I'm going to pace myself, though.
You're off the rest of the day.
But I will say that I'm interested in this one because they've got this whole menu here at Oak Highlands. And, they have the names of each one. And then they have, little... drawings next to each one. There's a golden mustache. It's got a little mustache, obviously. There's one that has a traffic cone next to it. I don't know why.
What does yours have?
Mine has handcuffs.
Oh, okay.
So I was drawn to it, and
And I'm having the All Good. It is the lighter beer on the menu. One of the lighter beers on the menu, too.
Okay, it's, pace yourself then.
The Kolsch style lager.
You know what we're talking about today?
I don't.
So this is starting every other podcast.
Did you book this podcast?
I'm going to say the long name here. We're talking about perfluoroalkyl substances and polyfluoroalkyl substances, also known as, what do you call them?
People are turning this off right now.
No.
This is not a science podcast.
Don't turn it off, because let me tell you what, this affects you. It is already in you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you call them?
This is
what's
PFAS.
The short?
PFAS. I think it's PFAS.
Whatever. PFAS.
It sounds like a test.
We're Texans, so we can say PFAS.
Yeah, it sounds like a test that you take in school, the PFAS.
Exactly. Which will determine something later on.
But this is actually bad stuff, known as forever chemicals. And Rebecca, you just did this fascinating investigation into this in one part of the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Just start multiplying that out, because this is happening nationwide, actually. But you really zeroed in on the problem here. And it's fascinating what is happening with this. But, for anyone out there, you don't have to be out on one of these farms or ranches where you went. You've got these in your bloodstream.
Absolutely.
Because, 97% of us have PFAS in
us? So PFAS, if you go back, it actually started during the Manhattan Project. And they created these chemicals that they put on military vehicles. And eventually, other companies decided that it would be great to put these on Teflon pans, pretty much everything. It's in cardboard. It is in our makeup.
Pizza boxes, carpet.
Just about everything.
Grease-resistant paper that your fast food might be wrapped in.
Exactly. So we now all have PFAS in us, and they are carcinogenic in high levels. There's where, the problem is. And we can explain more what happened in Johnson County.
And let's kind of back into this, because it's kind of a complicated story, but it's got a lot of people talking. There's a lawsuit going on. There's a criminal investigation going on. farmers and ranchers fertilize their land, right? I mean, if you've ever had a garden, mm-hmm. you use cow manure maybe as fertilizer.
Chicken it's manure.
Rich in
yeah.
It's really
chicken
good.
Manure.
Chicken manure is
how
amazing.
How big is a wow. pile of chicken manure, Wheeler?
It's,
Dr. Wheeler,
well,
go
it's
ahead.
Not big, but you buy it in a bag, and it's been, you know, cleaned up or whatever. You know, something's been done to it. But organic, I'm telling you, organic chicken manure.
What's been done to chicken manure, Wheeler?
Well, you know, they've got to make it to where you're not just shoveling.
But there's a
you
lot
know.
Of chickens, I guess, yeah, going into that bag of manure.
Well, chickens make a lot. Yeah. That's the
we
thing
had
with
chickens
them.
Chickens where I grew up in West
and
Texas.
And I'll tell you so. What, it Let's makes things grow like crazy. I know that.
Let's get back on track here, all right? So,
but, you know, we're talking about fertilizer. That you know, it works. It does its thing. And you have to put that so, onto a field to
sure.
make things grow. And, you know who else makes a lot? We do.
Yeah.
And so and yeah, a lot so, of people don't realize that human waste, human excrement, is used in fertilizer now.
And people are grossed out at that right now. In yeah. Johnson County, so where you did this story recently for WFAA, Johnson County, just south of Fort Worth, ranchers are saying that fertilizer on neighboring property
mm-hmm.
Is killing their horses. It's there's runoff
and their cows,
it's moving
and their
that
fish.
PFAS
you're right.
and moving those forever chemicals onto their property, killing their ponds of fish, etc. The fertilizers on the neighboring farmland, as you reported, and as Wheeler so eloquently said, it's made from biosolids, which
right.
is human excrement, and it's you traced it back to the city of Fort Worth wastewater treatment.
Correct.
Let's zoom out just for a second. That's not the only one selling this. I've done stories years ago mm-hmm. in the city of Dallas. They have their own wastewater treatment.
Right. Right.
I remember they gave me a jar of biosolids, several
yeah.
jars of biosolids.
They had press conferences and they gave those out.
I had
they
them on
did.
My desk for the longest time next to you.
They gave it
jars.
Back to you.
I should have given it to Wheeler and put it on his desk, but that didn't work out. So I'm curious how this story came about, because this is not necessarily a new practice.
Right.
So, how did it come about?
So here's what happened. So Dana Ames is a... she works with the county constables out in Johnson County, and she got a call from some ranchers and farmers out there that said, oh, it stinks out here, it smells, and my cows and my fish and my livestock, they're dying. Hmm. Can you help us investigate? So she didn't know anything about any of this. She went out there, and there were piles and piles of biosolids. They were smoking manure. They also call
it smoking?
Sewage sludge. You could kind of see smoke coming out of it. And so the company that sells this tells the farmers it's all good, it's organic, and they help them actually spread it onto their land.
The company that sells the biosolids.
Yes, but what's happened is that sometimes biosolids, because again, remember, we have PFAS in us, when all of our poop from everywhere goes to the wastewater treatment plant, they separate the solids from the liquids. Mm-hmm. That solid then is used to create the biosolid fertilizer, but it's in high concentrations of PFAS, because now they've put all of our stuff,
yeah.
you know, poop in, you know, the fertilizer.
Right.
And then they use the fertilizer and they spread it. In other parts of the country as well, ranchers have had to abandon their farms, and so what happened was
walk away from their farms.
They walked away, abandoned their farms.
Because this is now in the soil.
And the state of Maine has actually banned biosolids altogether, and so what has happened in Johnson County is one rancher spread it, but it spreads pretty quickly. It gets into so deep into the soil that it actually gets into the well water. Think about how deep the wells are.
Wow.
They found it in the well water. They use the well water to water their land and also to use for their livestock. And so horses and cows and ponds of fish started dying in neighboring ranches. So they tested it. It was a TCEQ approved lab that tested it, and they found biosolids.
Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
Correct.
State agency, yeah.
And regulates.
Which regulates, yeah. And they found the biosolid or the high levels of PFAS in every single one of the animals. And there's nowhere else that it could have come from, because it's out in rural community.
Yeah, so there's concentration, I guess, too.
And they
yeah.
look through the tissues of these
yeah.
dead animals,
mm-hmm.
and they're finding it over and over again in every one of these samples of these dead animals. And as you say, you know, these animals aren't putting on makeup or
no.
eating out of pizza boxes
right.
or off of, you know, grease-resistant paper. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that had to come from somewhere, and it just turns out that it's in us, and it comes out of us, and then, you know, if that's put somewhere, then there it is.
Yeah, and it's in those high concentrations. And here's, so they call them forever chemicals because they're there forever. They don't, you can't get rid of them.
They don't break down.
No, they don't break down. And so 1,000 years from now, it will still be there. So their land is not usable anymore. They cannot ranch. And the, one of the ranchers was thinking he was going to have to euthanize all of his cattle. I think over 100 heads of cattle. And you have to, you cannot use that land anymore. And so one of the county commissioners, they had a big presentation, which we went and filmed to the county commissioners. And they were so outraged. They were shocked. One county commissioner said, this is like Chernobyl. You almost need a super fund to come in and clean this off the land because there's no way to get it out.
I would imagine this is a very, you know, just because of where we're talking about, a very conservative commissioner's
very
court.
Very conservative commissioner's court.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Read Republican there.
Yeah.
My question then is, since there is, you know, across the board Republican control here in this state and has been for decades now, what is their message now to state leadership about this problem, and are they getting anywhere?
And that's what they're saying. We need help. Where are you now? Where is the EPA? Where is TCEQ? Can you come help us? Because we're losing our land and our cattle, and we're helpless out here. So they do now, at this case, want some state regulation or somebody to come in. And they said, well, if the state's not going to step in, maybe we as county commissioners are going to have to regulate it ourselves.
Because we can say here that it's important that, you know, and I think it's important to note this, you know, just because a company sells this product, you know, it, the company may be totally complying with EPA, TCEQ, all regulations. It's a, this is a regulation issue, isn't it?
Well, so yes. So the company is following the regulations and the parameters that they have to make this, these biosolids. And they say, hey, look, we meet all standards. We're meeting the EPA and TCEQ standards. But just like back in the day, we used to have lead in our gasoline. We had asbestos in our paint. Then we realized, you know what? That's a carcinogen. Those are carcinogens, and they're killing us. It's the same thing with PFAS and in some of these biosolids. They're killing our land, and they're killing us, and they're killing our people. And that's not to say that the company is intentionally doing it, because, again, it's regulated, and right now they're allowed to do it. Yeah. However, the EPA is taking a look at biosolids, and we're thinking, I think it's December or later this year, where they're going to come out with new regulations and possibly banning it. And like I said, some states have already taken action and they've banned them off their all farms and in use. And this is interesting too, because in some areas of Texas, they're actually making it for consumers. So you and I could go to the feed store, or go to one of the hardware stores and buy it and then put it on our little tomato plants or whatever we are putting in.
How is it sold?
It's packaged as environmentally friendly, and it's sold in little packages.
In a bag.
Like biosolids?
It's fertilizer.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we haven't directly talked about human excrement on this podcast before.
I bet we have.
Directly,
quite like that.
Directly talked about human excrement on this podcast before, but it's something that scientists study a lot. I mean, during COVID, you know, there were a lot of people determining which areas had the most COVID that was going undetected, and they could detect that in the wastewater treatment plants. What in the world, though, can county commissioners in Johnson County do to address this?
So I think that there's going to be a push for them to get the city of Fort Worth to stop doing business with this particular company that is making the biosolids in Fort Worth. And I asked the city of Fort Worth, are you going to sever your ties with this company in light of what you know? And they said, we don't have any plans to do that right now. So
I think that's just one place,
because it's everywhere. It's in Wise County. It's everywhere.
But it's all, my guess is it's probably nationwide too.
I can't
imagine Fort Worth has found this revenue stream that they're making all this money off of.
Well, and I also think that, so PFAS is actually also being found in high levels in the water, drinking water in cities across America. So the Biden administration has actually sent down, regulations to say, you need to clean up your drinking water. Fort Worth at one point, I believe they were way over the limit of PFAS
in the drinking
the drinking water. That
this
EPA
isn't sewage treatment. This,
right,
is,
this
the
is the
water
actual
you drink.
Drinking water that's been cleaned. And so if you go on their website, you'll see, and they talk about it, Fort Worth, they have high levels of PFAS and the Biden, and a lot of actually municipalities have it in their water.
The Biden administration. Can you screen it out though?
There are ways.
There are ways, but it's extremely expensive. So like your Brita, you can't take your Brita and hope that you're going to clean out PFAS out of your water. It's not going to come out. You have to have special filtration systems, and they're very expensive. And this is what these farmers had to do. They had to put in special, really expensive filtration systems, water filtration systems on their property in order to clean it out. So there are, but the Biden administration has said you have to clean your water if you have to go buy more equipment. I think, though, it's an unfunded mandate. So.
Well, they did come out with this final rule from the Biden administration just last month, basically telling these water systems, like, you've got, you know, X number of years, I think it's 3 years, to get this out of your, you know, or get this down to acceptable levels, which is very minute. They did put aside billions of dollars, actually, for this. I think it was from the Inflation Reduction Act that went into this, or maybe it was infrastructure. But basically, they've told all of these water systems, including Dallas, Fort Worth, Harris County, Houston, all of those were listed. There's 49, the Texas Tribune reports, 49 Texas public water utilities have reported surpassing these first ever limits that the EPA has put on forever chemicals. 49 water systems, and that's not counting all of them, because they have a certain amount of time to report to the EPA, and a lot of them haven't reported yet. So it may be much more widespread than that. But, you know, that's addressing, you know, what's happening in our water supply and you know, drinking this stuff in, and hopefully that's going to be remedied. But they, you know, anticipate there's going to be a lot more money that's going to have to be poured into that, because, as you said, it's very expensive to remove this.
And they're also now banning some of the companies from using certain forever chemicals now in products, and that's also where you have to start.
These are manufacturers.
Yeah, it's all over the world. Like, it literally, every place in the world, every human being probably has some level of PFAS. If you drink out of a water bottle, if you whatever, you know, there's PFAS everywhere. So it's very difficult task to kind of now try to take it out of everything, but they are starting to at least ban them in some.
And there's thousands of these little compounds.
Thousands.
Yeah.
And so the ones that they think are more dangerous, because it causes prostate cancer. There's high levels of children that are having cancer. And in fact, a couple of the farmers, now they don't know if they can actually link it to the PFAS that they have found, but a couple of their family members have gotten cancer.
Interesting.
But we don't know. There's no scientific, you know, study.
EPA says decreased fertility, developmental effects and delays in children, accelerated puberty, increased risk of some cancers, including prostate, kidney, and testicular, reduced ability of the body's immune system to fight infections, interference with natural hormones, increased cholesterol levels, and or risk of obesity. So you're talking about some nasty stuff here. And when the Biden administration came out with these rules, they said that they thought that this would prevent thousands of deaths and reduce tens of thousands of serious illnesses. So there is an acknowledgement here that while testing is still going on this stuff to reveal, you know, how dangerous it is, they're coming straight out from the top down here and saying this stuff is causing deaths and illnesses.
Well, and what's interesting is that biosolids are regulated, but once they're spread on the property, no one goes back out there to check, at least that we've been able to find. So these ranchers said, until our animals started dying and our fish started dying, no one from any kind of environmental agency came down to take a look at it, to take a look at their land. So yeah, they regulate it, but then no one follows up, and there's only a handful of actual regulators with TCEQ that can even go across the state to look at all this stuff.
And they have to do a lot of other things all over the place. How did these ranchers originally link what was going on the neighbor's property to what was happening on their property?
Well, it wasn't until Detective Ames went out there,
the constable,
and a constable, and started testing. They're like, well, why are they dying? So then they sent all of these animals, some of the
carcasses,
to Texas A&M, I believe, and they're the ones that started studying. They're like, well, there's PFAS. Well, where is this coming from? And then they said, well, let's, you know, start testing some of the things around. And then they realized it's got to be coming from the biosolids and the fertilizer that was on the neighboring land.
And what did the ranchers want right now? Because there are some that you mentioned that can't use their land in other places. What do these ranchers want to happen now?
Well, they want to be compensated for their cattle. They filed, I think there's four of them that have filed a lawsuit against
four ranchers or four property owners
against the company that made makes the biosolids. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, we just really want to be compensated for our land and
can
the
they
loss.
Use it anymore?
No, you can't use it anymore
they
for your
use
livestock.
That land.
No, not really. Mm-mm. And in fact, there's a movie that I would recommend every person watch that's based on a real story. It's called Dark Waters with Mark Ruffalo, the
Hulk.
Have
you seen this, Wheeler?
Mm-hmm, I have.
It'll really make you nervous because you realize how easily this is getting into our food and into our water.
We don't
and
question
we're
consi- it.
Yes, yeah. we don't question yeah. it. And this happened decade and a half ago. Yeah.
So the ranchers want to be compensated. This is in courts as well. But you reported as well. There's a criminal investigation by Detective Ames, mm-hmm. a constable in Johnson County. What in the world might be criminal? Because the company that's doing this, Synagro, said, hey, listen, we're just following the rules that are out there today.
I think the question is, what did they know and when did they know it? Do they know that this product can be dangerous in high levels and has high levels of PFAS in the biosolids? And if you knew that and still allowed it to be spread, there lies the criminal aspect of this.
But they're not, based on your reporting, Synagro, which is selling this biosolids that it's getting from the city of Fort Worth, is doing everything by the book, right?
Yes, but they have been sued in the past when they have found other high levels of PFAS in the biosolids in other states. And so, according to Detective Ames, they should know that the biosolids in some levels can have PFAS that can be dangerous to animals, and I think that that's where they're trying
and it's
to
ongoing bridge. This investigation
is
ongoing.
It's ongoing. The investigation is still going
and
on.
You mentioned about ranchers wanting this stuff. Have you spoken to any Texas lawmakers at all about this yet?
No, but there were several at this county commissioners meeting, and they were very concerned as well, thinking that maybe they do need to step in and start regulating.
Have any states outlawed the sale of biosolids?
Just Maine.
Maine's
only
the only one that
Maine
you mentioned.
I can think of right now that because they had serious problems where, again, ranchers had to abandon their properties and kill all of their livestock. They actually had to put them down.
Wow. Okay, so I a couple of little threads here. I can imagine that this is one of the few things these days that Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, wherever you are on that spectrum can agree that, wow, this sounds uniquely horrible, that, you know, something that's in our bodies that we are, you know, sending back out is getting into fields and it's actually killing animals. So that's unsettling to begin with, but maybe we need to do more to regulate this. I would imagine that that's a pretty common thought, matter your political persuasion.
Right, when you think of the county commissioners in Johnson County, which is very red, Texas, and then you have the Biden administration saying the same thing, they actually agree. We need more EPA regulations. We need more TCEQ to come in and do something. And I've never seen that where there would be some sort of bipartisan support on helping clean up our environment.
Or people in these extremely red counties, these rural red Texas counties saying, hey, we need more regulation.
That's
unusual to see. And it does make you think that maybe this develops some kind of critical mass, though, to get the help to push that forward. Because, you know, again, you know, you look at Republican control in this state, it's unified. It's across the board and has been for decades. And do you know why? Every election night, you see a couple of spots of blue around the major urban centers, but then you see this sea of red that goes all the way out to, you know, through West Texas and through, you know, much of East Texas. And all of those counties go Republican every time and by huge margins. And if you're in one of these counties that goes red by huge margins every time, and they're saying, hey guys, we need you here, and you've got lawmakers sitting in on commissioners' court meetings, that sounds like you've got the ingredients for some kind of change.
Yeah, they definitely want the governor and others to take a hard look at what is happening to these ranchers that are very strong supporters of the governor and of, you know, Republican candidates. Absolutely. And one of the things also that I need to mention is that the rancher who spread the biosolids, it's really cheap to buy.
Yeah.
And so they sell it as cheap, and it is a lot cheaper. And so they see that farmer and the farmers that are spreading it just as big a victims as the ones that whose cattle are dying and their water is contaminated, because they said they thought that they were doing a good thing. They didn't realize it might be dangerous. And so they're just every bit a victim as the other people.
Right.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I mean, I could trace this all the way back, though, to the person who manufactures my frying pan.
Yeah.
Or the person who manufactures my carpet.
There are lawsuits against DuPont and others. They are the ones that are really at the forefront of the PFAS controversy. Yeah. We actually reached out to them, and they say that, you know, everything is safe and that they are, you know, basically doing nothing wrong. But there are major lawsuits from the city of Dallas, I believe, is suing DuPont and some of the other manufacturers.
Weren't there big settlements that were offered, and the cities were like, no thanks, we'll pursue this.
Keep going, huh?
Yeah.
This story first aired on WFAA Dallas-Fort Worth on April 29th.
And broke the internet.
It did break the internet. For days, it was the number one story on WFAA.com, which is the most visited news website in North Texas. So that should tell you kind of where this ranks.
And this is on a subject that when we started off and I said the name of these things, you went, uh-oh, everybody just turned this off.
I hope someone's still watching at this point.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though. It's not sexy. It does sound totally uninteresting, you know, when you talk about perfluoroalkyl substances and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAS, you think, oh boy, everybody's going to tune out. Nobody's going to read this, whatever.
No.
I mean, the numbers, because, you know, we can see the metrics on this story. The numbers were shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, this is at a time in North Texas when you've got the Dallas Stars in the hockey playoffs doing very well, the Dallas Mavericks in the basketball playoffs doing very well. And this story was just trouncing everything else.
Yeah.
And severe weather, we had all these things. And this story was just trouncing all of them.
I think because we all, at the end of the day, we want to be healthier. We want to know that our drinking water is safe and that we are...
And that our food is safe.
And our food is safe.
And these cows that we eat are safe.
So, you know, now... Since I know this, I used to get the to-go stuff in plastic, and Jason and I were talking about this at the microwave.
I would just stick it in there
and microwave it. I'm
Now
I take it and I put it in glass in order to, you know, heat it up, because when you're nuking the plastic, though, that's forever chemicals. And
you still got some PFAS in there, you're not going to get as much. I slapped your hand,
don't do that. And now, honestly, I think I'd rather drink beer than drinking water.
Honestly,
I really am, because I went to Topo Chico, because this story made me so concerned about our drinking water, because we know it is in drinking water, PFAS in municipalities.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you have to change your whole way of what you eat and drink.
So you're only drinking Topo Chico now when you're out on the
Topo Chico
on the Amalfi Coast these days.
Or mineral water. I shouldn't be endorsing anybody, but mineral water.
Let me tell you a story about Rebecca Lopez. So we sat next to each other for 10, 12 years or so in the WFAA
until she got her way and got separated from you.
And Rebecca, I'm going to front you out with a story, Rebecca.
Oh, Lord.
Rebecca's high maintenance.
I know exactly what he's going to talk about.
Rebecca went to the microwave one day. And she heated up some store-bought tacos from Tom Thumb. I'm like, are you kidding me?
He took away my Latina card.
We revoked it at that moment. We revoked it because it was unbelievable.
But Jason's pretty much Latino. he knows all the best taco places.
You're usually way more high maintenance than that. I can't believe that you're eating grocery store tacos.
Yes.
Heated up in the microwave, probably in a plastic container.
She sure as heck did. Well, you answered one of my last questions, and that was about how the story has changed you. And that's interesting because I saw a story recently about how there are microplastics in everything and
fish,
you know, all over the place. And the products you use and the things that I use to make my kids' lunches every day and the bottles of water that I open. I try to drink out of glass as much as I can now. But I'm curious, what has happened since this story first aired in April?
We started hearing from other ranchers that in Wise County and other places. And actually, we went back and looked, and we had reporters that did stories probably up to a decade ago on this, but it was because people were smelling the manure, the fertilizer,
the
biosolids. They were smelling that.
And it has a different
smell.
It
was more, it's very,
when it's
they,
human.
They say it's stinks like nobody's business. So we did stories on that, but no one had really at that point dug in deeper to see if it was contaminating the land until these horses and cows started dying in Johnson County.
So this has been happening for a while.
Yeah.
I remember when you and I first talked about this and Jason, we were all talking about doing this and trying to do it pretty quickly, and then the story kind of grew since we originally did that. But since this story first aired, Have you heard from other ranchers who've had the same situation?
Yes.
Other states? What?
Yes, we have heard from just local ranchers here, and we know that there is the network, ABC Network, was very interested in this, and they've actually started working on a piece involving biosolids across the state. It's taken off, mm-hmm. and I think that it's definitely something that eventually will get regulated. And I want to say that Synagro,
which is
the company that makes the biosolids, says that they have safely spread biosolids across the nation with no problems on those ranches. So there are thousands of people, maybe even millions, that have used this product according to them, and it has been safe. But in some levels that they have found, obviously in Johnson County, they're proving that maybe that's not the case.
And again, you know, it all goes back to the regulators and the folks who actually head out and test these things, and how much of this is being tested here in this county, in this state, across this country. As you mentioned, it's one thing to test it, you know, here on the front end when it's in a bag or whatever it's in. It's another thing to go back out and check that soil years in, after this has been used repeatedly, what's going on in that soil? What's going on in that grass? What's going on in those animals? It just seems like there's so much that we don't know still.
And I believe that the rancher that started spreading the biosolids had done so the year before. And then a year later is when I believe the animals started dying. But remember, it has to seep into the ground and into the well water. I mean, they tested the ground in the well water of the contaminated well water, and it was over 200 feet, I think, down below the surface. And they still found PFAS down there.
And you mentioned Superfund sites. For people who don't remember, 20 years ago, maybe longer than that, Superfund sites were the federal designation for cleaning up industrial sites that had been contaminated. Victory Park and downtown Dallas and uptown Dallas, was a Superfund site, which is stunning to think about. But when we're talking about Superfund sites, can you really scrape the land? I think, like, for Victory Park, they had to, like, scrape up 2 or 3 feet of dirt.
Yeah, and
cart it off.
Deep. I don't know that
you can. Can you clean this up at all?
That's a good question, because so far, as far as I know, they've not been able to do that.
So my last question, since you already answered the last one, I thought of another one, because Wheeler has a whole list
every
of stuff.
Time. When he said my last questions, I thought we're going to be here another 30 minutes.
What are you going to be watching for? What should we be watching for in the coming weeks?
I'm going to be watching to see if anybody puts forth legislation to start regulating this more, and seeing who else comes forward and says, I'm having the same problem. And we are planning on doing follow-up stories.
This is not isolated.
No, it's not isolated.
Yeah, I think that, and this is the season for filing bills here in Texas. And
you can't file yet, but this is the season to create them.
The season for the ideas to be planted. And we know that a lot of lawmakers listen to this podcast. We need to start getting them to endorse, right? We know that a lot of lawmakers listen to this podcast. We know that they've been listening in on these county commissioners' meetings. Mm-hmm. We know that they've been hearing from these constituents. We know that they've seen your reports. This has to have been shared with them. It's been viewed a gazillion times now. This is, you know, an important constituency here in Texas. These are kingmakers here in Texas, if you start adding them up across this state. And I'm just curious, is this almost overwhelming when you start to look at all the threads that can still be pulled on this story?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot. And that's I want to give kudos to Jason Trahan.
Another Jason.
Jason Trahan,
producer, who I asked to be on here, but he's all shy over there.
He wouldn't come on the podcast.
But he is the king of looking up investigative things. And so he's been helping me with this, and we've been keeping track of some of this. And so thank God that Jason is on our team, because he's just a wealth of information and a lot of help on where we're going to go next with the story.
If anyone's listening and you end up getting an email from Trahan at some point, it's pretty serious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
It's pretty serious.
You flag that one. You move it to the top. You pin it. You know, you respond to it.
You figure out a way to respond to that.
No, thank you, though, you know, to you and to Jason Trahan.
For the reporting on this.
And everyone else who was involved in this. Because, you know, the light has to be shed on these things for, you know, it to ever get this public forum where it really starts to gain a momentum and be talked about and figure out, okay, what do we do next?
Yeah.
You know, because this affects every one of us.
And again, there are things that you can do to try to protect yourself a little, you know, a little more, you know, like I said, you know, drinking water that's already filtered.
No longer nuking those tacos in the plastic.
Don't nuke your tacos in the plastic, things like that you might minimize. But again, it's in all of us. And on a daily basis, we're probably not consuming, I mean, who knows, such toxic levels like that. Obviously they're getting in the biosolids in Johnson County. So we don't see the effects until it's down the road.
Well, what blows me away is the FDA and the EPA are still testing this stuff. They're still looking into this stuff. You know, all of these years in, you mentioned this started with the Manhattan Project when we were developing
the I mean, the dark water story happened maybe 15 years or more ago. So they've known.
But we're looking into this still and still trying to answer all these questions that we don't have answers to. But what is interesting is, at least at the national level now, you know, with the Biden administration, they seem to be starting to move very aggressively on these chemicals. The big question mark still hanging out there is, will Texas leap in front of the rest of the country and go, hey, we're going to do this, this, or this to address this issue and to develop regulations that make sure that everything's on the up and up with this thing that affects all of us?
And you know, what I found interesting at the county commissioners meeting is that, you know, there's a lot of all of the county commissioners were 100% saying we need to do something, but there's always going to be those people in the audience that didn't believe the story. They didn't believe what was being told to them about the investigation initially when they first got up there. They were like snickering and laughing. But when they saw the evidence that was presented and they saw the presentation towards the end, I think their mouths were just as open as the rest of us. We're like, what? It was pretty shocking.
It was the one commissioner, I think, that probably got a lot of people's attention who has that real drawl, and I'll attempt it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
go
believe
ahead.
Me. Go ahead. My very first resume tape, by the way,
has a drawl?
It's missing now.
We'll dig that one up,
But it is, you would think I had hay in my mouth when I was talking.
Texas City came out, huh?
He said something along the lines of, this is Chernobyl, a nuclear meltdown.
He said that.
And
you need to work on that a little bit.
Well, I've cleaned it out. But that really does give you an indication, you know, of the scope of what we're talking about here. And I think it almost sounds like a movie, like an Aaron Brockovich style movie, that you've got a Texas constable who is the one who went out and saw these smoking mounds of stuff and started putting pieces together. It almost sounds like Fargo too.
Yeah.
You know, when you know the sheriff or the police officer goes out and she starts linking up the things. And I mean, you think of regulators being out there. This is a constable kind of putting pieces together in this jigsaw puzzle and going, wait a minute, something is very wrong here.
And that rancher too that you profiled, Clint, I think, was that his name?
He cried in our interview.
Ranchers cry easily.
Very emotional because he said, I've lost everything. I'm
These
losing everything.
People.
He was very upset.
What's he going to do next?
Wait to see if he's going to have to put down the rest of his cattle.
Jeez.
And hope that there's some relief coming to him, because honestly, they can't use that property now.
Are they farming on and ranching on different property now? Does he move his
No,
his
and you know, so a
cattle?
Lot of the and I asked him, what do you typically do with this cattle? And he says, well, I typically sell it to a meat market for steak. And so
take it to the auction.
And that you think about that, you also can't cook it out of your steak.
Yeah.
No more than you can take it out of your drinking water.
You're talking about the forever
the PFAS,
chemicals.
Yeah.
Gosh, and this is people's
in the cattle,
So we have this rancher, times how many more who are out there in Texas, and this and farmers too, for that matter, you know, who are growing crops. This isn't just a health concern for them. This isn't just that they're losing animals, you know, that they've put so much into. This is their livelihoods.
Everything.
It's
everything. That's how they make their money. And they've been there for generations.
Yeah.
This ranch has been there for generations.
They live at their job, too. Yeah. This is where they live, and it's their livelihoods.
Kind of like Wheeler, too. He lives at his job.
God,
well.
It feels that way more and more every day.
I know I do.
You do, Rebecca. You absolutely
you do.
You know what?
It.
Yeah. I make Wheeler feel good that he works hard. Lopez really works hard.
Rebecca is working sources and taking phone calls
on the weekends,
even
all the time,
even when she is, you know, losing her Louis Vuitton
on the Amalfi Coast.
Glasses on the Amalfi Coast. I mean, she never stops.
One of my favorite people, anyway. Rebecca Lopez, WFA senior crime and justice reporter. Kudos to you. Kudos to investigative producer Jason Trahan for this. Interesting story. I didn't know anything about it, but it really is an Aaron Brockovich type of a tale.
It is. And this story, and I predict all of the ones that will follow, and there will be many. You're going to be working on this for years.
Yeah.
Will win.
Way to encourage her.
No, I am encouraging you because this is all of us. And this should win major awards and get huge attention and get something done because this affects every single one of us. And so thanks for bringing the truth to light. And speaking of truth, I'll close with
this. Why are you looking at me?
There's one thing that has occurred in this podcast that was not true.
Fact-checking as we go here?
In no way do I believe that you make your kids' lunches every day.
Oh.
I don't believe you.
Dude.
Somebody else is doing that. I don't believe you for a minute.
If you were awake before 11 a.m., you feel free to join anytime. I'll FaceTime you anytime, my good man. Especially with my wife out of town. I do it all the time. He did have leftover Raising Cane's today.
Okay, yeah.
But, here's what it is. Here's what it is.
Still,
let me set aside this Lunchables for you and this Lunchables
not
for
at
you.
All. Listen, I want you guys to look for this story. Google WFAA Chernobyl Rebecca Lopez.
No, we're not going to make it that hard. Michael McCardle is nodding his head over there like, come on, Whitely.
Just go find it.
Michael McCardle, who is our producer here, is, you know, we both know that this is going to be, this is in the description under this podcast. So just click that. You don't have to go fire up your computer and go through an exhaustive search.
Here's what I love about Wheeler. He's all concerned about, like, we're putting undue stress on the listener here. When he opens 60 seconds in with per and polyfluoroalkyl substances.
You can't even
known
say
as PFAS.
It.
Rebecca, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca.
All right, thanks.
Hey, y'all. Want to see the Jasons Talk Politics? Download the WFAA Plus streaming app for your smart TV and watch the latest episode of Y'allitics each Wednesday night at 8:30.